With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Aaron Copland was the quintessential American composer.
He made that decision that he wanted to try to find an American sound, and the easiest, fastest way to do that at first was jazz-oriented works.
That's Vivian Perlis, who worked with Aaron Copland on two books of autobiography, the second volume of which covers the years since 1943. By that year, Copland had successfully scored two movies, Of Mice and Men and Our Town, and was writing the music for a film called North Star, which glorified America's wartime ally, the USSR.
Later in the 40s, Copland did what is perhaps his most well-known score, and that is The Heiress, well-known because he won an Oscar for that.
Also in the 40s, Copland wrote a fanfare, which became one of his best-known works.
Think of a name. He had music for Soldiers and Sailors, fanfare for the Armed Forces, fanfare for Lidice, the little town in Czechoslovakia, the fanfare for this and that. And some of those names are on his score, sketches of his score. It's hard for us to think of that music as anything but fanfare for the common man.
Which later became part of the final movement of Copland's Third Symphony. The Aaron Copland story is told in Copland since 1943, now a St. Martin's Press trade paperback, as is the earlier volume. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Aaron Copland's concluding autobiography, Copland since 1943, the late composer shattered a few myths about his best-known work, Appalachian Spring. Vivian Perlis, who co-wrote the book, says Copland was commissioned to compose a ballet for the dancer Martha Graham in 1944. Copland had only an outline of what Graham wanted and no firm title. Here's Perlis.
He said to Martha Graham, "What have you decided to call this piece?" He had named it Ballet for Martha. And she said, "Appalachian Spring." And he said, "Oh, how nice. Where did you get that title?" And she said, "Well, it is from a poem from Hart Crane." And he said, "Does it have anything to do with your ballet?" And she said, "No, I just like the sound of it."
Fans often told Copland how they could feel springtime in the music, but Vivian Perlis says Martha Graham's title, Appalachian Spring, comes from a line about a waterfall. Perlis, a music historian at Yale, worked with Copland on the autobiography for more than 10 years and had full access to the composer's files.
He saved everything. It's all going to the Library of Congress so that future biographers and historians will have use of this very rich material.
Despite their labor, Perlis and Aaron Copland found time to laugh.
There would always be social time involved with, you know, a few hours of work and then a wonderful break for always a delightful lunch, and other people would come to visit and there would be stories about the music world and gossip about music people.
Copland, since 1943, is now a St. Martin's Press trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The two volumes of Aaron Copland's autobiography, the most recent, Copland since 1943, are packed with facts about the composer's music, travels, and acquaintances. But the late Copland shied away from many details about his personal life. Here's co-author Vivian Perlis.
He was reticent about his personal life, and it's one of the reasons that I tried to include many interviews with people who could perhaps address some of these things a little more directly.
In the book, composer Ned Roram raises questions about Copland's sexuality and about a strange, baffling young man named Victor Kraft, with whom Copland had a long-time relationship.
He would not have made direct statements about sex or sexuality and so forth, but nor would he have hidden the fact that Victor Kraft was his closest, his intimate friend, and that they lived together, and that, in fact, he was a homosexual.
When Victor Kraft dies, Copland mentions it in less than a paragraph. When Copland's brother commits suicide, the composer refers to it in three sentences. Still, Vivian Perlis says, Copland put no limits on her as she worked to shape the autobiography.
He's a very optimistic person, not wanting to dwell on anything that was unpleasant, not wanting to hide it, but feeling, well, this isn't musical material.
Legendary composer Aaron Copland died last December. St. Martin's Press published both volumes of Copland's autobiography, the latest, Copland since 1943, both now in paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. Legendary composer Aaron Copland died last December. St. Martin's Press published both volumes of Copland's autobiography, the latest, Copland since 1943, both now in paperback. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.